This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Eyes today are on the southern state of Georgia as Sagar Magani explains the stakes in not just one, but two races for the United States Senate.
In both races would give Democrats control of the White House and both chambers of Congress.
We'll be able to make the progress we need to make on jobs, on health care, on justice.
Which is what worries President Trump.
Nothing and no one will be able to stop them.
Calling these two seats the last line of defense. But a narrow majority would not guarantee Biden all he wants, since Senate rules require 60 votes to move most major legislation. And if the GOP keeps Senate control, Biden would have little shot at quick up or down votes, while also facing a rougher path toward confirming cabinet secretaries and judges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump is just plain wrong about election irregularities in Georgia, according to the state's top elections official, Republican Brad Raffensperger, said Monday, after he rebuffed President Trump's plea over the weekend to find enough ballots to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state to President-elect Joe Biden. Later yesterday, one of the Secretary of State's assistants, another Republican, Gabriel Sterling, displayed his own frustration with the president's false claims.
Everybody who cares about the future of this nation should turn out and vote. It's vitally important. It's absolutely important. And the reason I'm having to stand here today is because there are people in positions of authority and respect who have said their votes didn't count, and it's not true. And I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to go through all this anti-disinformation Monday. It's whack-a-mole again. It is Groundhog Day again. I'm going to get to talk about things that I've talked about repeatedly for 2 months, but I'm going to do it again one last time, I'm hoping.
This is VOA News. Iran launched exercises featuring a wide array of domestically produced drones today that, according to Iranian media, days after the anniversary of the U.S. killing of a top Iranian general by a drone strike in Iraq. Iran's armed forces are to test combat drones used as bombers, interceptors, and in reconnaissance missions in the two-day exercises in the central Semnan province, according to the semi-official Fars news agency. Beyond surveillance, Iranian drones can drop munitions and also carry out a kamikaze flight when loaded with explosives and flown into a target. The exercises coincide with increased tensions between Iran and the United States 2 days after the first anniversary of the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad airport and 2 weeks before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Mr. Biden aims to revive the nuclear agreement, though diplomacy is expected to be tricky. England is facing a lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks. In an interview, Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it is crucial citizens observe the new lockdown rules, and in so doing, help suppress the current spike in COVID-19 infections.
A part to play in trying to reduce the spread of the virus by staying at home wherever possible, by making sure that we observe all the rules, and we hope that the accelerating pace of vaccination will provide us with an opportunity to lift these measures in due course.
Meanwhile, as millions of people await their turn to get a COVID-19 vaccine that could be months away, scammers online, in emails, and on messaging apps are luring victims with claims that they can deliver those shots within days for as little as $150. COVID-19 vaccine scams are on the rise, according to European and U.S. government officials, who are warning the public of fraudsters out for money and personal data. The U.S. FBI and Interpol, among others, have warned of emerging pandemic-related fraud schemes, saying false cures and vaccines advertised on fake websites could pose cyber threats and a significant risk to people's health or even lives. In the U.S., only about 4.5 million have received their first shot as of Monday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported. Now, that is a fraction of the 20 million who were supposed to have been vaccinated by the end of 2020. Police in Washington, D.C. on Monday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who's accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.